This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good day and good news. One of the good things is Jennifer Horn is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Jay has bad COVID, although I'm just looking at the latest info. Her son has it, too.
Oh,
so they're both quarantined in the bedroom. Oh, man, that's miserable.
Well, gotta especially be. Having to quarantine because they live in a house with other people. And then having Mac with it, then you have to take care of him. And you're sick.
Yeah. Yep, right. Yeah. Good news today. A young person who was given 8 months to live because of an aggressive kind of blood cancer has beaten it.
Good.
And now is writing, this is a young Florida man, you can get through anything. And that is true. A lot of people inspired by what he's gone through, his health hardship. He practically died. As a matter of fact, a number of times. I told you the story, Tony, my former wife, who had stage 4 breast cancer, not once but twice went through the treatment, taking the bone marrow out. You get isolated in a ward for a month, and we thought that she was done, you know, that it was over, and man, she bounced back. It was the things this fellow Michael Kramer went through, similar story. Mm-hmm. He had night sweats, weight loss, symptoms that sort of made it look like he had COVID, but it was a blood disease. So he saw a blood specialist. He's 21 years old, by the way. He had HSTCL. Okay, here we go. Hepatosplenic T-cell lymphoma. Wow. He and his mother heard the news when they went to the hospital. The doctor said, sorry to tell you this, but most people who get it do not survive. They gave him 8 months to live, went through 3 rounds of intensive chemotherapy. Then he had a bone marrow transplant. Transplant resulted in severe complications. Oh, my God, this kid. 18 months. His gastrointestinal tract did not work. Liver failed. All this stuff that you go through to save yourself almost killed you.
Wow.
That's my observation. He said, I felt so low. The transplant was horrible. Infusions, setbacks. My gallbladder had to be removed. My stomach was paralyzed. Whew. Necrosis.
That's rough. Oof.
And what kind of life are you living here, pal? Good God.
But he did it.
He did. He came through on the other side. The treatment that he was going through separated his blood and treated it and returned it back to him. Sounds like PRP in a manner of speaking. He's been so unbelievably strong, his mother said. I'm so proud of him. He's now in full remission, sharing his journey on a TikTok and Instagram feed. Got a podcast with his mother. It's called Michael and Mom Talk about cancer. So, you can do it. Not easy, but you can do it.
Hmm.
Into the political season. Just saw an updated number. Every week there's an updated number as to how much money is being spent by all these boobs who are trying to buy your vote. Number in the last week was $640 million spent toward $11 billion that they expect to be. This is just radio and television spending.
Wow.
Wowie.
It's a nice job if you can get it.
If you can get it, you can get it if you try. Here's something as a result of COVID, and I'm wondering about this. The implication here is that it is related to the shots. the information isn't, it doesn't say that, but you read between the lines, and this particular attitudinal review, if you will, of women who are pregnant or have been pregnant during COVID, and the number of pregnancies that were terminated, or I don't know if that's the right way, the number of pregnancies that were dropped. What do you say when a pregnancy fails? What do you?
A miscarriage.
A miscarriage.
And the
right.
miscarriage rate was incredibly high, and pregnant women were being forced into getting the vaccine if they wanted to be seen in hospitals during the pandemic.
But the vaccine could have caused the...
That's what a lot of people are saying.
Oh, my God.
The vaccine that could have caused the loss of pregnancy. And by the way, it was like a huge number. I mean, I think in general, it could be 1 in 4, if I'm not mistaken, pregnancies ended.
Well, I'm looking at the report here from the University of Kentucky. The professor, the doctor, she and her colleagues looked at this stuff, and their report says literally they were taken aback.
Yeah.
By the extent to which pregnancy has been affected over the last 2 years by COVID-19.
Wow.
But they should probably revisit that and say by the vaccine. And also, I mean, look, to be fair, early on with you know, you didn't want to have a newborn baby that got COVID. And it was rare, but it was happening. So there was that issue. But then there was also the issue of vaccinating pregnant women. And really, it wasn't even a choice for a lot of women, at least in Los Angeles. They were saying if you wanted to be treated in a hospital in Los Angeles, you had to get the vaccination.
Sophie, my son's wife, was pregnant during all of this, and she was really torn. But, you know, what are you putting in your body, and what's it going to do to the baby? Once, you know, the baby was born, it was fine, and they did have that. But I know I would sympathize with that. You don't know. I still am thinking about it myself. You know, what do you do? And how do you protect those you love as much as you? I'm not concerned about me. I just am more concerned about the people that I care about much as anything else. Here's a story from Savannah, Georgia, Jennifer. Authorities scrambling to try to find a youngster who was last seen last Wednesday at home. And now, apparently, he's 20 months old. Where'd the kid go? Nobody knows where his mother. Mother's 22 years old. Told police she saw him in his playpen last Wednesday morning, and at 9 o'clock he was gone. And they're not sure whether he wandered off. How do you get out of a playpen and wander off? This is stinky. There's something going on here.
Right. 20
No.
Months. I mean, come on. It's not like they just go for a walk.
Foul play? At that age? I guess what I'm saying here without saying it, well, maybe I will say it. How much of this stuff goes on and we don't ever know much about it, honestly?
And that's one of the things where they say it depends on the story, you know, what catches on. I mean, we happen to see this story, but it's not making national headlines. I hadn't heard about it until you brought it up. So how many kids wander off and it doesn't even make it to the headlines?
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, you last Friday on the Talk Radio Review were talking about Dr. Oz and the guys running against. There are lots of publications that carry things that Dr. Oz is writing. Is that, freedom of the, what do they call it, equal time rule? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So with him getting all this visible publicational exposure, shouldn't the other guy have the same amount of exposure?
He's not a doctor. And that would probably be up to the paper, but I think there is some justification. I mean, if you have a job before that you keep while you're on the campaign trail, many times they'll make you, like, for instance, if somebody's doing a radio show, like Larry Elder was a perfect example, was doing a radio show until he ran for governor and he went on hiatus after that because you can't be on the air. Obviously, you can't offer someone the equal time. But in a place like a newspaper or a publication, maybe they figure, well, if Fetterman wants to write something, maybe we let him.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Right. Well, it's a sticky wicket, no question about it. The Farmer's Almanac is out with its predictions for this winter.
Uh-oh, tell me it's going to rain.
Well, we're back to the third year of a La Nina. versus El Nino. El Nino is masculine, La Nina feminine, 3 years. I thought that they equally rotated. 1 year was La Nina, the next year is El Nino.
I think it depends on the weather, right? Because you've got one that brings rain and one that brings dry.
Right.
And I think the chick brings the dry. I think it's
El Nino is the warming phase. La Nina is the cooling phase, among other things. So if you get a La Nina, it doesn't necessarily mean that it'll be cooler than normal. If you look around, like last year, we had a little less than average snow, at least in the Northeast. But the Pacific Northwest, look at how they got clobbered. Remember last year?
A lot of rain.
Oh, my God. And but you've had, I was looking at the numbers, and well, Brendan and I were talking about this, because the rain that you've had, even though apparently now they're beginning to collect, that's one of Brendan's, sounds like me, the bugaboo is, why aren't we...
They're not getting ready to collect anything. I don't know who's telling them that. I wish they would. I would love for them to collect the water, because then we'd actually have it to use when it gets dry. But, you know, 2018 was our rainiest year on record, and in 2022, we're not allowed to water our lawns. So you tell me where that water is going.
Yeah. Well, where is it going?
It's the ocean. That's what happens. Yeah. It washes off.
We
don't catch it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And then, God forbid, we do desalinate. Then what happens? Then all of a sudden, you've got environmentalists who are going nuts because it takes energy to take the salt out of the water, and they don't want to spend that energy on that. And so, what do? We sit here and just let our lawns dry up. And
I'm getting tired of all of the misplaced focus by the quasi-environmentalists who really don't have a clue, but they use it to stop progress, if you will.
Yeah.
Here is an inspirational quote for me to leave you with, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
It does not require many words to speak the truth.
That's true.
Think about that today, ladies and gentlemen, if you're moving on your way. 18 after, this is Good Day.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Today on Hey Culligan, soft water, cleaner environment. What do you say, Greg?
Hey Culligan, are you saying if I have a Culligan high efficiency water softener, I'm also helping the environment?
It sounds like you're saying it, Greg, and yes you are, because with the Culligan high efficiency water softener, you'll use less detergent, soap, and harsh chemicals, and that's good for the planet.
Now you're saying it.
You bet I am, Greg. Soft water and a cleaner environment is already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
So if you're looking to lose weight and improve the health of your teeth, Doug, limiting your intake of soda and other sugary soft drinks, it just may do the trick. This is a new study that links sugary drinks to two common health problems in American adults, tooth decay and obesity, suggesting the two could be related.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 and change after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Time for us to focus on the trending things in social media. Doug's dirt is what I think Jennifer used to call it. Tom Brady and his wife. There have been rumors floating around for a while that they have a problem, but apparently it's not just for a while. Apparently it's been going on for years. So let's get to the bottom of that dirt after this. Welcoming back into our fold Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off. That's the slug line for Calitrin. But there's so many other stories that go with it, thanks in part, at least, to all of the things that are on the website, toploss.com, the success stories that are there. And that includes you, Elizabeth Miller, right?
I lost 40 pounds with it years ago, and I've been able to keep it off. I maintain it by taking Calitrin during the eating season, which is now upon us. And, yeah, you know, I'll take it a little bit before the summer gets here if I want to drop a few pounds.
All right. What's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free too, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. Okay, let's get to the latest on Tom Brady and his wife, Giselle. The problems are 10 years old, a friend of the couple who's interviewed by People magazine said. The rift began, well, it seemed to begin anyway, after he announced that he'd retire and then he decided to go back again, and that created a lot of tension, apparently. So here we go. Well, he's been playing so far the whole season, right? He's played four games. And she has not been there at any of them. She used to go to all the games, but she's you know, she just doesn't want to have a future, apparently, with this. She's getting all of everything in order. So the friends say they don't want to fight anymore about their marriage. They don't want to fight about their lives. They want to do their own thing. They want to move on. And so it's getting a lot of attention because they're a high-visibility couple. But you know, and I know, and anybody else with any common sense knows that a lot of this stuff, it just happens. They wear thin. They wear out. The attraction fizzles. And it just, it seems to be underscored by high visibility couples who go through this. But you know people, I know people, every day there's somebody else in my circle who decides to call it quits. Some people have been married for 50 years and say, I'm just not happy anymore. And so, anyway, if that's the case, and by the way, most of these sources are people like the hairdresser, somebody who cleans the house, and so, you know, obviously, it's there is something going on. One of the people interviewed said that he's very hurt by it. He feels hurt by her. She's steering the divorce. I don't want the divorce. She's playing offense and he's playing defense. So there you go. The latest on Tom Brady and the gossip on Giselle at 28 past the hour.
Robert is a real Prevagen user and content contributor.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Stephan here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure, got diabetes, no problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Florida group FLCGA filed a lawsuit Monday seeking to force Governor Ron DeSantis to release records about migrant flights from Texas to Martha's Vineyard. This is the third lawsuit brought against DeSantis' office as he exposed the not-in-my-backyard mentality of President Biden's open-border policy. Officials in Israel and Lebanon announced Tuesday they have accepted a U.S.-mediated agreement on a maritime border between the countries. The two traditional enemies put aside their issues to allow natural gas exploration in the eastern Mediterranean. Los Angeles City Council President Nuri Martinez resigned from her position Monday after she and two other council members were recorded making racist remarks. Monday night, Los Angeles County Federation of Labor President Ron Herrera submitted his resignation over his involvement in the racist conversation that was secretly recorded. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Here's something that's fairly unusual. A pilot for Southwest is suing the company. I'm chuckling because of the reason that she's suing Southwest. Co-pilot exposed himself in the cockpit. Ooh, bad choice of words. Okay, well, in the front part of the airplane, right? What do they call it? Why do they call it the cockpit? Does anybody know the answer to that?
That is a good question, but this guy took it a little bit too literally.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcast.
Now 34 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Monday, October the 10th. It is, what is today? Today, observing Indigenous Peoples Day, supposedly honoring Native American people, a culture of Native Americans. It started in South Dakota back in 1989, officially recognized by the feds last year. It was a move to push Columbus Day, which is appropriate, off the calendar and come up with another excuse to have another Monday off. That's kind of the way I cynically look at it, because I think that's one of the influences of the labor movement, is to have the three-day weekend, have more time off. And this time of year, it seems, once we get to Labor Day, there's just one after another, after another, after another. And some people, that's fabulous. I don't choose to not be here on a day like today. I choose to be here because this is my job. Beside that, it is something that I love doing, and I want to be here for the people who want to have company, because a lot of folks who listen to this program, as is the case with lots of conversation on the radio, people are by themselves and they want companionship. They want somebody to keep them company and they want to learn from these folks. People love it when I have Jennifer back on the program. Jay has bad COVID, so she's gone for a large part of this week probably, even though I think she did the, what's the new, the drug something, whatever the drug is you take to get rid of it in 24 hours. And so I think she's actually, I'm told, feeling better today than she did over the weekend. So hopefully be back in a couple of days. It's always good to, again, thinking about what it is that I do here and what it is that you're getting by listening to this program. You're getting a lot of material that you may or may not have known was in existence. That's my, I pride myself with going down various streets so that we can talk about things that maybe aren't on the radar for you, but then when you say, oh yeah, that's important. So here you go. Here's something. If you want to go visit Paris next year, I think it's 2024, you'll be able to swim in the Seine River again. The city's going to host the Olympics there, the Summer Olympics, and so they have been, the people in Paris have been banned from taking a dip in the Seine River because it is so unbelievably dirty. The pollution in that, remember the old song, "We Like Dirty Water"? It was a story of the Charles River in Boston. How dirty, you used to be able to, the joke was you could walk across the water in the summertime, when it freezes in the winter, you walk across it, but it's so dirty. That was the story with Lake Erie as well. Remember when Michael Dukakis was running against George Bush, and Dukakis tried to make a big deal out of how dirty Lake Erie was? And there were, at the time, there had been people were throwing matches into the lake, and they were burning because there was so much pollution, so much that I laugh about it, because the visual, I'm remembering back to 1988, when Bush was running against Michael Dukakis, and there were all kinds of silly things that were going on. Remember, those of you who were around, Michael Dukakis was in a tank, and he had his helmet on backwards, and he looked ridiculous. I think that and the story about somebody that he let out of jail early who became a murderer again, that pretty much cooked his goose. But there, you look around at a lot of the things that were blamed on Bush. I don't know why. He was vice president, so they said the Reagan administration allowed polluting everywhere. Look at this. Throw a match into Lake Erie, and it'll explode. Kaboom! But that never stuck. The stuff with the visual, the throwing the match. See, because George Bush wasn't in the picture. It was just somebody trying to attribute the dirt in Lake Erie to the Reagan administration, and George Bush was vice president, so therefore it must be his fault. Some of you, I'm sure, remember that with aplomb. It just is, it's, we have all this foolishness. A lot of money's being spent this year to tell stories that just aren't true. But maybe that's the case with politicians in general. But anyway, back to the Seine River. You can't swim in it because it's dirty. Filthy, filthy, dirty. But they've been cleaning it up. They're going to have it cleaned by the Olympics. And then after that, you can go back to swimming. Oh, hooray! The President of the United States is pushing Congress to extend child tax credits. Okay, that's one. Also, to raise the minimum wage. That's two. Expand nutrition assistance programs. That's three. So there was a conference that was held, I believe, last week on food insecurity and diet-related diseases. The conference focusing on food inflation. Now, I would normally talk about this in my American Family Farmer show that many of these same stations carry over the weekend. It's about farm, food, family. But this goes wider, broader than that. The hunger in America problem that we have and how it's getting worse. And by 2030, I used to say it was the stats would indicate that by 2050, we're going to have a hard time feeding our population. Well, now, fast forward to 2030. Now, the government says that they are worried about us farmers in America being able to feed our population. I had a conversation the other day. I belong to the American Farm Bureau. I belong to the National Farmers Union and the American Farm Bureau Federation, and I'm active in my local Farm Bureau here. We had a new director appointed, and there was a sort of coming out party the other day, and I asked her to spend some time with me to talk about something that is a problem. And I don't know how many, this is something that will relate to all of you, whether you get it now or down the road. This is something because the state and the federal governments are usurping control of lots of land that's been used for agriculture. I know that it's happening in New England. I can see it happening in towns all around me where the conservation commissions are taking land that may or may not belong to the community but have been farmed, taking the land away from farmers so they can protect the natural habitat of some species of bird or turtle or who knows what. And as a result of that, when these acres and acres and acres, hundreds of acres, thousands of acres of land are taken away from agricultural production, where do you think the food that was produced on that land comes from? You can say, well, there must be other land somewhere else that's being used. Well, that's true to a point, but the ownership of the land, number one, there are questions about, for example, how much land Bill Gates bought last year. We've stopped the Chinese and the Russians from being able to buy land, we still have lots of other interests that are buying land or people that are protecting the land because they're worried about whatever species are going to perhaps go away because there's some corn planted on the field instead of having some caterpillars walking around. You know, it's that kind of stuff. I'm all for environmental protection. I'm all for conservation. I think it's a very important part of all of our lives to be considerate of other lives. Having said that, however, if we don't smarten up and do something about where the food is being grown, our own protection of our own sources, you've heard me many times in the past month talk about the poll that was done among Americans, 40,000 Americans polled on the whole issue of meat labeling. You don't know where the meat comes from. You go to your, say, even you go to the, well, the butcher will tell you that he got it from a local slaughterhouse probably, and you can follow the trail. But most of the stuff that you see packaged in grocery stores, beef, pork, lamb, whatever it may be, you don't know where that stuff comes from. You don't. Think about it. Next time you go to buy some meat and it isn't cut fresh by a butcher and you're looking at the package, does the package tell you where it's from? Most of the time, most of the veggies you don't know. There are fruits, though, now. I was just having some blueberries and I looked at the label on the blueberry container and it says a product of Canada, a product of Mexico. You know, that's where we grow a lot of berries here, but there are a lot of them that are grown. But fruits, you know where they come from. But for some reason, you don't know where the beef or where the meat comes from. All right, so that's part of the problem. The administration is expanding nutrition assistance programs and launching more healthcare programs to cover meals that are better for your children, better for you. After all, Biden said, if you look at your child and you can't feed your child, what the hell else matters? Well, there's a point to that. He says no child should go to bed hungry. That's true. No parent should die of disease that can be prevented. Most of the diseases that we have today, see, this is where the sentence stopped too soon. Most of the diseases that we have today are based on what you eat. I.e., you are what you eat. And so if you're eating a lot of processed foods because it's cheap and you say it's all you can afford, well, what else are you spending your money on, I guess? If you're a smoker and a drinker and you have that line, it doesn't hold much water. There are certainly better things to do to your body besides smoking and drinking and eating food that is grown close to where you live is always the best way to overcome or to prevent obesity, diabetes, hypertension, all these diet-related diseases that have increased with COVID, but also increased because of the quality of the food going down. I'm not trying to sound like a lecturer here, but I find this to be, this is one of the things I will talk about in our future American Family Farmer shows. And you can find that, by the way, go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. You can find that each week. We have conversations with farmers about how farmers can help other farmers, the family farmers anyway. And then we go back to the partisan split on these things. When I look at the Biden initiatives, you know, they all sound good, and we have a world that's kind of it's kind of distanced from the farm anymore in America. And so when we get into these things, it becomes the farm states versus the other states as far as how much money goes to help agriculture, help support agriculture. If we just leave the farmers alone and let them charge what they want for their products, which is more of what they're doing now because they can, they need to, then we'd have a better system. But anyway, I thought that the Biden move was interesting at this time when we're having so much trouble with food production and food reality. It's 48 after the hour, actually.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now, 53 at the hour. Time for us to check into what's going on in the world of movies, some of the entertainment news. Chucker is off today, so leave it to me to find out what's going on in the profession of acting. I thought it was interesting. Over the weekend, I read a story about Jennifer Lawrence, who's one of our better, younger actresses, I think. She confessed in the interview that she lost a sense of control early in her career because she became so famous so quickly. Remember, she was in the Hunger Games, won an Oscar, and she said, "I became a commodity. I felt like every decision was a big group decision." She was at the London Film Festival over the weekend. She talked about her debut in 2012 in the Hunger Games. And we all remember what that did at the box office. Pretty spectacular. Same year, she appeared opposite to Bradley Cooper in The Silver Linings Playbook, which earned her first Oscar win. And she says, when I go back to that, thinking about that now, I can't think of those following years because it was like I lost control. She was talking about winning the Academy Award when she was 22. Quote, "I kept thinking, when will it hit me?" She described how she just recently began to reclaim her sense of identity. I think that that's pretty easy. Well, a lot of people, like sports celebrities, people who do well early on, you know, the people who play baseball and football, they're all young kids. And they can't, basically what she's saying here is, "I couldn't handle this. I couldn't handle the notoriety. I couldn't handle the attention. It was too much." At 22, you're still growing up. You're still a kid. So, yeah, she finds something that she's good at, and then she's not her own. You know, you've seen this before. I saw it with a Bieber. Yeah, that kid, when he was 16, was so not in charge of his life. Elvis was the same thing with Colonel Parker. It grabbed his whole ego, his whole sense of identity. And basically, he wanted to travel abroad to sing, and Colonel Parker wouldn't let him. So he had this, he was performing and he was making money, but he didn't like what he was doing, and he started to take drugs. And one wonders how many people at that age, early 20s, who can't handle the amount of attention, they look for an escape because their life is not their own. I think Jennifer Lawrence is spectacularly on point here, showing a great deal of maturity and stuff that probably a lot of people, no matter what your chosen profession, ought to read and understand. You know, what do you do with yourself when you don't have control of yourself? Whether it's your mother, your father, once you get to a certain age, you got to be on your own. You got to be able to make your own decisions. And oftentimes with the people that are commodities, kind of reminds me about how some of the cattle dealers look at cows. They're just commodities. Well, they aren't. They're beings. And you are a being, and you should be in charge of you. But as Jennifer Lawrence points out, something we all need to think about, when you lose control of your life, you kind of are cruising for a bruising, if you pardon that silly reference. All right, in a moment, I'm going to talk about Tom Cruise right after this.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-364-1031 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-364-1031. That's 800-364-1031. What do you have to lose? Call 800-364-1031. Again, 800-364-1031.
All right, so Tom Cruise is going to become the first actor to actually shoot a movie in space. Universal Pictures said that nobody else has tried this. We were talking about Shatner going up, but that wasn't a movie. He wants to do this because he thinks, and by the way, the Top Gun sequel is sort of what's given him the impetus to move on. So they're going to do a movie about life in space, with actual footage in space with him out there. That'd be interesting to see, won't it, huh? 59 past the hour.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.